welcome to After the Game, our regular post-game interview feature on 92.7thevan.com as we chat with Saugatuck High football coach Bill Dunn. Tonight, on Friday night, a very successful 24-14 victory over a tough Hartford Indian team. You said before the game, you told anybody who would listen, this was going to be a tough one. As advertised.
Absolutely. Coach Janecki and Coach Manning, I know those guys very well. They're defensive coordinator and head coach. And I knew those kids were going to come in and play us hard. And even though we might be physically bigger than them, those kids are just tough, hard-nosed kids, well-coached. And this is a great, great victory for our program. And especially right now in an early season with a disappointing loss against Decatur. So this is a huge win. And I'm so proud of our kids.
Some questions needed to be answered in the second half. It looked like the script was starting to be repeated from Decatur last week.
Absolutely. ADOT, or Andrew Block, goes down. Cam goes down. A.J. Starring's limping around. You know, and I was thinking, oh, boy, here we go. Fourth quarter again. We're gonna have the lead going in. And something's going to happen. But our kids prevailed, man. I'm just so... So proud of them and the energy they brought in that fourth quarter and executing our game plan in that fourth quarter. And then I'm just proud of our defense. And offensively, we moved the ball and got inside the 10 a couple of times and had some critical turnovers. But you know what? Adversity builds strength, and that's what happened tonight.
All right. We try to spotlight a player that doesn't get the headlines to a certain extent, a lineman that had dominated the line of scrimmage, or somebody just does some of the little things that in order to get the victory. And tonight he's on the score sheet. He ran for a touchdown, but he played a strong game on both sides of the ball, and that's Alex Andrews.
Absolutely. I told Alex last week, every week he's getting better and better. He's a hard-nosed, tough kid, works his tail off. And I told him, I said, I'm going to give you the rock a little bit more in these next coming weeks because he gets things done. He's just a hard worker, and like I said, he works his tail off. And he made some big runs for us behind Taryn Holmes on the right side there, and Austin Phillips and A.J. Starring. We kind of dominated their left side, our right side, and that's huge because on the other side you've got Cam White and Joe Shishagway actually I think it's AJ's on the left and Damian's on the right. So, but anyways, proud of our offensive line. You moved the ball when you had to, and defensively we stepped up.
What can you say about 26? Joe Kraszewski has been a warrior for the last couple of years, sort of a complimentary role. Now he's asked to be the featured back. He was the featured back in that last series, that last drive to get the clinching touchdown. Was Joe at his best?
Yeah, and I said from the beginning, we go as Joe goes. And Joe carried us. He's a great defensive player. He's a hard runner on offense. And then that last series, we said, it's going to be Joe right and Joe left. And Joe carried us into a score.
All right, it's time now for Coach Bill Dunn to use his mental acumen and mental coaching abilities as much as physical coaching abilities going into Sac North play. The players, you might tell them till they're blue in the face, every game is going to be tough, but they see the scores, they see the results, they know that the other teams in the North are having difficulties, and they're saying, we're 3-1, everybody else has got maybe a win or so, we can walk through it. How tough will it be, beginning with Bloomingdale next Friday night here, to keep the kids' minds focused on the task at hand and not let the caliber of the opposition get into their heads?
Right, we got to look at the big picture down the road, and we're probably favored to win the North, and our kids got to just take each week and execute better. We want to work on our passing game so that we're a little bit more balanced. We know we're a good running football team, but we got to work on our passing game. Defensively, we had a great game tonight, but there's going to be things we got to work on. So mentally, it's going to be a challenge to get these guys to execute better on both sides of the ball. And let's not forget, again, Tanner Nutting and how important he is special teams-wise to this game tonight.
And a couple of punts he had to be called on. He did a nice job, and, of course, he booted a second field goal of the season. We'll talk to head coach Bill Dunn before next Friday night's game against the Bloomingdale Cardinals. You'll hear it on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com beginning at 6:40 p.m. But on Friday night, victory for Saugatuck. One Indians over the other Indians. Saugatuck 24, Hartford 14. Bill Dunn, thank you very much.
Thank you very much as well.